With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. With the coming change of season, today's edition of With Heart and Voice, titled Comes Autumn Time, will celebrate the change and creation in general, with wonderful works by Francis Jackson, Elizabeth Poston, Felix Mendelssohn, Jonathan Dove, and a host of others. We'll begin with the piece that gives today's program its title, Comes Autumn Time, an organ work by Leo Sowerby composed in 1916. It was inspired by a poem, Autumn, by Bliss Carman, as well as by Sowerby's own childhood memories of autumn growing up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It perfectly captures the vibrant colors and rustling winds of fall. The piece was so successful from the outset that he orchestrated it a year later in 1917, and it became a popular concert overture performed by orchestras around the country. We'll hear Todd Wilson perform at the Washington National Cathedral. Todd Wilson played Comes Autumn Time by Leo Sowerby from a live recording at the Washington National Cathedral. Sowerby had close ties to the cathedral at one time, serving as the founding director of the College of Church Musicians. One of the finest hymns written in the past 50 years is a text by English clergyman Fred Pratt Green for the fruits of his creation. The words were written in 1970 and paired with a tune composed in 1969 by Francis Jackson, East Acklam, named for the town in Yorkshire where Jackson lived. We'll hear the hymn sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. For the Fruits of His Creation, a hymn by Fred Pratt Green and Francis Jackson, was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed. Coming up, we'll hear two short pieces sung by the choir of the Cathedral and Abbey Church of St. Alban. First is a short 8-part anthem by Felix Mendelssohn, Above All Praise and Majesty. That'll be followed by a setting of the prayer of St. Richard of Chichester, Day by Day, by composer Martin Howe. Barry Rose directs and Peter Dyke plays the organ.
Thank you.
The choir of the Cathedral and Abbey Church of St. Albans sang two pieces. We just heard Day by Day, composed by Martin Howe, and earlier they sang Above All Praise and Majesty by Felix Mendelssohn. Barry Rose conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Morning Canticle Benedicite is an apocryphal addition to the Book of Daniel and is a colorful text celebrating all of creation. It's sometimes called a Song of Creation. It's been set many times as an alternate to the Te Deum in the Liturgy for Matins. It's notable for the incessant refrain, "Praise Him and Magnify Him Forever." We'll listen to a setting by Francis Jackson, who's celebrating his 100th birthday in October 2017. The Chichester Cathedral Choir performs, directed by Alan Thurlow.
Thank you.
The Benedicite in G by Francis Jackson was sung by the Chichester Cathedral Choir. Alan Thurlow directed and Mark Wardell played the organ. The Lutheran hymn tune, O God, Thou Faithful God, forms the basis for our next selection, an organ chorale prelude by Siegfried Karg Ehlert, performed by John Ferguson on the organ at St. Olaf College. John Ferguson played the chorale prelude on O God, Thou Faithful God by Siegfried Karg Ehlert. Autumn brings with it the apple harvest, at least in upstate and western New York from where this program originates. The metaphor for Jesus as apple tree is captured simply in an anonymous 18th century text which first appeared in a hymnal published in New Hampshire in 1784. It was memorably set to music in the 20th century by English composer Elizabeth Poston in the carol Jesus Christ the Apple Tree. We'll hear the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, led by George Guest.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree by Elizabeth Poston was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, directed by George Guest. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn All Things Bright and Beautiful was written by Cecil Frances Alexander, wife of the Bishop of Derry, Ireland, in 1848. It's a tricky text to set to music, as the refrain and first verse are one and the same. Philip Stopford has done a commendable job in his simple and direct setting, which we'll hear sung by the Ecclesiam Choir under the direction of the composer. Philip Stopford led the Ecclesiam Choir in his own setting of All Things Bright and Beautiful. Jonathan Dove's brilliant setting of verses from Psalm 104 is next. Bless the Lord, O my soul, is a joyous paean of praise with flourishes in both the organ and choir parts. Matthew Owens leads the Wells Cathedral Choir, and they're accompanied by Jonathan Vaughn.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O My Soul by Jonathan Dove was performed by the Wells Cathedral Choir, directed by Matthew Owens. The American folk hymn tune Resignation is often associated with the psalm paraphrase, My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. We'll hear it in an instrumental arrangement for organ and viola, performed by organist and arranger Kenneth Dake with violist Lawrence Dutton. Resignation, as arranged and performed by Kenneth Dake with violist Lawrence Dutton. They played at New York's Marble Collegiate Church. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In keeping with our theme of autumn and a celebration of creation, we'll hear the St. Olaf Choir sing the hymn Let the Whole Creation Cry, arranged by John Ferguson. Anton Armstrong conducts.
Thank you.
St. Olaf Choir sang the hymn Let the Whole Creation Cry in an arrangement by John Ferguson. Anton Armstrong directed. Another hymn of creation is next as we listen to the Houston Children's Chorus sing God Who Touchest Earth with Beauty as set by Jacqueline McNair. Stephen Roddy directs. God Who Touchest Earth with Beauty by Jacqueline McNair was sung by the Houston Children's Chorus, directed by Stephen Roddy. Robert Brewer played the organ. From Beethoven's oratorio Christ on the Mount of Olives comes the exuberant chorus Hallelujah. John Walker plays and directs as the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh performs. Thank you. Hallelujah from Christ on the Mount of Olives by Ludwig von Beethoven. John Walker led the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music celebrating creation and the coming of autumn. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.